This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, I got to say this. Last night, I got to watch most of the second half with Southeastern and McNeese. That was a very entertaining game. McNeese pulled away late and bought the Colonels. Big win for them against UNO.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know what? UNO's got some work to do. Obviously, the budget cuts are in place. We got to save UNO. And tonight, UNO baseball plays the Pelican Cup against Tulane, Uptown. And I was just really calling up, you know, you got LSU baseball today, Tulane and UNO tonight, Uptown. You got Charlie's team, UL. You got my team, Southern Miss, is hosting Mississippi State. Listen, the parity that's in college baseball, it's still there, right? I mean, I know they're paying players, but it feels like, you know, when you have a situation where Stony Brook and Coastal Carolina win a national championship, for example, Stony Brook beats LSU, even Southern Miss beat LSU in the regional, right? So, I mean, the level of parity in college baseball, you know, Charlie's like, oh, UL's losing. And there's so much parity, Mike, that anything could happen. I think, you know, what college football used to be, you kind of have the haves and have-nots. Now, granted, I think schools like Tulane and Vanderbilt in football, they have rich alumni. They were seen as nerd schools and not football schools. But watch, Tulane and Vanderbilt's on the way up. They have the money. They have their rich alumni. I just want to get your take on that. There's still parity, it seems like, in college baseball, more so than some of the other sports. And, you know, you still have a chance to make a run if you are, say, UL or Southern Miss to the College World Series. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point. As far as money going to the schools, we're in another generation that I think maybe years ago, a few years ago, people of a certain age who had a lot of money, their deal was, you know, you handle that after I'm gone. You know, they tell their kids, you handle that after I'm gone. Today, you have a generation and a generation before that that says, okay, I'll give money to a school. I'll give it to them. I want to see what you do with it. So I think it's a changing world of college athletics all the way around. And there's no question in college football, that's going to be the haves and have-nots. I think that's obvious. But now, I think with the money out there, you're seeing another generation of people who have money, who support their schools, and not all of them are going to give it to athletics. A lot of times, they'll give it to the school if it's for libraries or, you know, whatever department they maybe graduated from. But I think we've entered an era where a generation want to see where their money's going to go. They're not going to wait until, okay, let my kids handle that. They want to see it themselves. And so There's a lot of people out there who got money. Okay, now that has changed also. I think there's a bigger gap between the haves and the have-nots of the world than ever before I knew in my lifetime. But the people who have it and support a school, most of them, they're willing to give it up today if they can see some of the fruits of their money wager.
I guess my question would be, is the new era of NIL and transfer portal making it less? Like, baseball is inherently more volatile than other sports like football and even basketball to a lesser extent. But, like, last year you saw a lot of kind of the quote-unquote blue bloods making it to Omaha and even the super regional round. The one kind of Cinderella story was that Evansville team against Tennessee that, I mean, they took them to a game three in the super regional. That was really fun. My question is, will that kind of start to dwindle as we get further and further into this thing with the haves and the have-nots?
I think you're going to see a bigger gap.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to be in football. The gap is going to be there basketball.
And baseball.
And baseball.
I agree.
Because, okay, you might have, you know, people with wealth that'll give to an Evansville, as you brought up a year ago. But look how many people have money that'll give to a Georgia or to a Texas A&M or to an SMU or to a Connecticut. Okay, that there is a certain amount of haves and have-nots in the college athletic world and also the university world of people who have money and are willing to give. And some people, their deal is, I'm not giving money for athletics.
Right.
I'll give money for a building. I'll give money to, okay, I graduated in business. I'll give it to the business college, or I'll give it to a nursing school, a doctor, a lawyer, you know, attorney deal. But I do think, Charlie, we are entering the new world of college sports because people are willing to give up money that maybe their mom and dad, grandma and grandpa would have never done, give it today. And that's going to make a bigger difference.
I just want to rehash. Last year's Omaha field had 7 of the 8 teams were top 16 seeds. And then the one team that wasn't a nationally ranked team was Florida. It was a lot of, you know, kind of big programs that made it to Omaha last year. So I think that, you know, the gap, yes, there will be teams that can make runs in the college baseball postseason, and it is still going to be a very fun sport to follow as the season progresses. At the same time, I do think that this new world of college athletics is creating that gap in college baseball.
Okay, in college baseball, too, what's the other thing that's happened? From when I grew up, the further south, best players come into the SEC
yep.
or Southern schools. Back, you know, years ago, it was more of a California, Arizona, Texas, where you saw the best teams, best players. Today, now, look the shift. It's still in Texas now, but it has shifted into the deep south. Best players, best coaches, got a lot of money rolling in college baseball today.
It's the decline of the West Coast teams.
Yes.
I mean, all these other teams that have such rich histories, like Fullerton or Long Beach State, all these other squads out west. Even like Stanford, Stanford was national seed kind of recently, but a lot of the talent out west, as you mentioned, Mike, is coming not only to the SEC, but also the ACC, and it's kind of created the two power conferences in college baseball.
Man, Skip Bertman had a line, you know, when I first took over here at LSU, I couldn't give away tickets. We'd have parents and girlfriends of the guys that played, and we maybe had 400 people watch games. And think of that. Look what's in the stands today. For an
LSU game. 11,000 on opening day.
And even a midweek game.
Right.
You know, they got 8,000-9,000 people there. It's amazing the kind of catapult of college baseball all across the deep south.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.